You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
The Week 15 Mailbag in advance of the big game with the Patriots. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's waste no time. Get started with a question off Twitter from @SamH227. Mace, Simeon has played well for a first-year starter. How does the organization feel about him as the long-term answer? I think right now they feel pretty good about his possibilities to be the long-term answer. I think the most important thing, if you want to know where the organization stands, where the coaches stand with Trevor Siemian, listen to Gary Kubiak talk about him. He talks about how he wants him to go from being okay to being big. He mentioned that a few weeks ago. Now it's about taking the big stats that he's had the last couple of games and translating them into wins. I think they're pushing Trevor Siemian. They want to see what he's capable of. They want to see him take those next steps in his development. And quite frankly, I don't think you would see that kind of pushing of Trevor Siemian if the organization didn't believe that he had something else in him, that he had more room to grow, that this was not the ceiling for him, that there's other levels that he can hit both in this season and beyond. So certainly, I think they viewed Trevor Siemian as not only a quarterback with potential, but one who could potentially be a long-term answer. Yes, you have Paxton Lynch there as well, but I think over the next year or two, you're going to see a very interesting competition between them. And part of that is because Trevor Siemian has shown that he has quite a bit so far. He's already a capable NFL starter, and they're going to keep pushing him to try to make him into an elite NFL starter. We'll see where that goes. But so far, there are some promising signs for him. Second question from Daryl Knox. What makes Sunday's game a must-win game? Could the Broncos be in good playoff shape without beating the Patriots? Well, it's a must-win for a lot of reasons, but one key reason is the most likely potential tiebreaker that's in play for the Broncos if they needed to get in the postseason would involve the Miami Dolphins, who are also at 8-5. Right now, the Broncos win that tiebreaker on common opponents. The only way the Broncos can guarantee a win over the Dolphins in a two-way tiebreaker just between the two of them is by winning on Sunday. Then that would guarantee them an advantage in common opponents. If you end up going to strength of victory, which is beyond common opponents, that's where it gets pretty hazy. So the Broncos need to make sure that they assure themselves of winning that tiebreaker with Miami if it comes to pass. And quite frankly, yes, the Dolphins, they've lost Ryan Tannehill, but Matt Moore is a capable backup. You have to assume that against a fairly soft schedule, they have the Patriots at the end, but they've had the Patriots number at home in recent years. But they play the Jets on Saturday. They play the Bills right after that. You have to assume the Dolphins have a decent chance to win 2 out of 3. The Ravens sitting at 7-6, they're in an interesting spot as well. They have to go to Pittsburgh in week 16. That might be a tough game for them to get, and that might limit their potential to a 9-7 record unless they can pull off the upset. So if you're the Broncos, you're looking at trying to get to 10-6, and you need 2 wins in the last 3. This Patriots game, it's at home. The Broncos have done well against the Patriots at home in recent years. So if you're going to get one of these next 2 games between the Patriots and at Kansas City on Christmas night, believe it or not, this may be the most likely one. And because of the potential tiebreaker advantage it would give the Broncos with Miami, I consider this game a must-win. But then again, as some players will say, they're all must-wins. If you want in on the Christmas week mailbag next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm very much a people person there, I guess you could say. @MaceDenver, use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.